Because the point I also wanted to make, getting back to Indonesia, getting back to the corporations that have gone to Mexico and all over the third world, oftentimes these corporations wreak havoc on the local economies. People can no longer live once the corporations go in and set up shop. And so they begin to look towards the U.S. as a place to seek a better life, their lives having literally been destroyed by these immigrant corporations, you see. And what happens often is that they use precisely the same routes that have been carved out by the migrating corporations to come to this country. And all they want is a chance at a decent life. And here in this country, they are demonized. They are held responsible for unemployment. Nobody, you know, asks Nike, well, why don't you come back here and set up some factories in various cities and states in the U.S. and provide jobs for the people to whom you are selling those shoes, many of whom go out and try to steal money in order to buy a $120 pair of Nikes. So you see what I mean about the connections that we fail to make when we succumb to the ideological effort to convince us that the real enemies are immigrants, the real immigrants are welfare mothers, the real enemies are prisoners. And then, of course, there are prisons that are devoted to incarcerate so-called illegal immigrants, people without documents.